If you're learning how to code just for the money, if you're trying to be a software engineer just because you want to have a good life and make six figures, multiple six figures, then you are coding for the wrong reason. And I suggest you leave tech or stop learning code right now because you're wasting your time. Please like this video and leave a comment in the section below if you have ever heard this. Now, I have to be honest. I'm guilty for this because I myself have said this before as well. Okay, so I'm guilty for this. I myself have said this before in videos in the past. And to be honest, I regret saying that because I think it's just tech culture. And I think it's just the YouTube community, Twitter community, where everyone all over social media, from Instagram to Twitter to YouTube to TikTok, where everyone always tries to sound like you have to love coding. You have to love writing code to be a good software engineer or just to be a software engineer in general. I don't think anything could be even that much more further from the truth than that within itself. Because I'm going to tell you this. I like to code. It's fun. I love it. I mean, I enjoy it. But do I think about it every day? Hell no. I like to code. I like helping people. But is it my life? Hell no. To be honest, if I had to choose what I love more, playing games or coding, playing games. But coding brings in the money, so I put more effort into it. But why do I put more effort into learning code? Because it pays so freaking well. And so when I hear people talk about how if you're learning code and trying to be software just for the money, I'm like, damn, who the heck do you think you are to say that? Because what kind of life do you think developers have? I mean, when we look at, for example, people who become nurses, and I'm Filipino, right? I'm Filipino, and a lot of people in the Filipino community, in the U.S., and around the world, to be honest, become nurses. But why? Oh, because they just love cleaning people's poop. Oh, because they love working 12 hours a day. Oh, they love standing 12 hours a day, being treated like crap by patients, taking care of people who are sick, being around sick people all day. They just love it. Maybe some people, but not all of them. But why do they do it? Because it pays well and they can take care of their family. When I hear people talk about how you're making the wrong decision if you learn code just because for the money, I like to tell them this. I like to tell them, so when I wasn't learning code at all for any reason at all, and I was working three jobs, working 80 hours a week and still living paycheck to paycheck, and I hated those jobs, which one would I rather choose? Working 80 hours a week, working for three jobs, meaning three bosses, three different schedules, barely sleeping, or working one job as a software engineer, making triple, quadruple, eight times more than what I used to make, working only 30 to 40 hours a week. Well, right now I work 50 hours a week because I work in a startup and I just want to put in the effort. Which life do you think I would choose? Which life do you think anyone would choose? So when people say, if you're learning code just for the money, Do you understand how many people you're discouraging right now? Now, if you absolutely love it, that's amazing. I enjoy it, but it's not my life. And if you expect code to be my life to work for you at your tech company, then I'm not joining your tech company because I work in tech. I love working in tech because it allows me to live the life I could only dream of, right? For example, my condo in BGC in the Philippines, internet completely down, and because of this tech income that I have and the side hustle I have, I'm able to just rent it. I'm at another Airbnb. As you can tell, all my videos different backgrounds right now. I'm able to rent another Airbnb just like that because of my tech income that allows me to have this lifestyle where I can have amazing internet. Right? So when people say that, I'm like, who the hell do you think you are to say stuff like that? So if you are learning code for the money, there's nothing wrong with that. And when people say it's the wrong motivation, I'm like, damn. How is that a wrong motivation? Why do entrepreneurs become entrepreneurs? Some people don't do it just for the money, but they want to be their own boss, which is part of it, right? Why everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. They want to be their own boss. But at the end of the day, being an entrepreneur, putting your life in your hands is amazing, but also the potential of making an extraordinary amount of money is why people do it as well. Now, some arguments that people give when it comes to you shouldn't learn code just for the money. It'll get hard. It'll get very difficult. So you're going to want to give up, right? And my response to those people, what about college? That's hard as hell. I couldn't even do college, right? Because it was difficult for me. I have dyslexia. Actually, I use a dyslexia app to help me read. I don't use it anymore, which is kind of weird. I don't really use it. So my dyslexia is improving. But yeah, college is hard. It's going to get tough. But why are people trying to go through college? Why? Because they want to get the degree just to get a piece of paper? Hell no. People go to college because why? They want to get that piece of paper, thinking that that's the only way to make a lot of actual paper money. But guess what? A lot of people who get a degree end up not doing well in life anyway. Because why? College is overrated now. Why can't I use an argument for that? Another reason that people give, when you talk about learning how to code just for the money, people say, if you're not passionate about it, you're going to hate it. You might hate it, but I'm going to tell you this. Like, I love my job in tech. There have been companies I didn't like working for. Yeah, I didn't like working for some companies, but I found companies that allowed me to live the lifestyle I have and enjoy my job, have amazing culture. Yeah, people might hate it, but I don't see the problem with that. Why don't people say that about people who are teachers? You have teachers who make almost nothing, who hate their jobs and do it because that's the only way they know how to make money. Why? Because that's what they went to school for, right? I'm not trying to talk down on teachers at all. My fiance's a teacher, right? Or police officers. Some people hate that job of being a police officer, but not really the only thing they know. They don't know what else to do in their life. And I understand, like, yeah, there might be people who work in tech and that don't like it. To be honest, there are times where I'm going to be honest. There have been times when I've absolutely hated working in tech. I was so burnt out. I didn't want to learn any more code. I didn't want to write any code. I did not want to open Sublime Text, the older version of, you know, what people use now as Visual Studio Code. I didn't like it, but I kept going. But why? Because it's my way to make a living, and I don't see anything wrong with that at all. We do tend to get spoiled where if we're not happy, we move to another company. If we're not happy, we move to another company. But I think the amazing thing about if you work in tech is you might not like what you're currently doing in tech. Guess what? You can move to another niche. I was a junior web developer, became a front-end engineer. And I went from that to working as a contractor, as a full-stack developer, as a contractor at another company in Virginia. But then I left that. I was tired of doing front-end development because it was just easy for me. I was getting very bored just doing HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. I was getting bored. I moved to back-end development. I moved to an observability company at New Relic, doing a little bit more back-end, and now I work for a data engineering company. So I don't just work for back-end. Now I work in a data engineering world. I work in what used to be called big data, right? I work learning the modern data stack now, which is so much more fun than when I used to work in front of development for me. Right, so I hated it. I was getting bored and I was burning out working as a front-end developer. Then I moved to another world in software engineering and I freaking love it. There are a lot of software engineers, not a lot, but I know software engineers who worked as a software engineer in big tech for Google, for Netflix, you name it. They got tired of that and they went from being a software engineer to being a product manager. I know people who worked in developer relations, they got tired of that. I work in DevRel. They moved to marketing instead. So you grow these very technical skills that are in demand. It doesn't mean that you always have to work as a software engineer. You can move into another niche within the tech industry and still get paid decently well, very well, and have good health insurance and have the lifestyle of a developer depending on the company you work for. So when I hear people talk about how you don't need, I mean, when people say you shouldn't just do it for the money, I'm like, dang, why is that so wrong? Why do you have to be so righteous when learning code? I 100% disagree. If you're doing it for the money, there's nothing wrong with that. I did it for the money. I did it for the health insurance. I didn't love it at first. I hated learning code. When I used to use a particular website learning code for the first time 6 to 7 years ago, not 67, all right, 6 to 7 years ago. I'm not that old, but I'm halfway to 70. But when I was learning code 6 to 7 years ago, I hated it. And then on month number four, something just switched and I freaking fell in love with it. But after doing it for 5-6 years, I got bored of doing front-end development as a web developer, front-end developer, and moved to back-end and now and primarily working in data engineering space. I freaking love it. Now, I do see the caution though, right? And I want to talk about this as well, where if you do go into tech just for the money, yeah, you can get burned out. But everyone can get burned out. But I think this really does depend on the person as well. Working in tech is very competitive. It can be very stressful. When you make this much money, you have this much more responsibility. you have this much ownership you have to take on your projects. And if you don't make it up to this level, right, that they are paying you to do in particular, you can lose your job. And I've seen that as well. I've seen people join a startup where after just 3 months at the company, they were let go as a software engineer, right? Because they went up to par. And that's what happens, though. You want to make the big bucks. You have to be willing to take the responsibility. You have to be determined enough to be able to go for it. That is what comes with tech. And I think that's what, I mean, honestly, I'm talking about myself right now. I have really bad anxiety. I have major depressive disorder. And I didn't realize I had this, by the way, my first couple of years in tech, first 4 years in tech, to be honest. I didn't realize I had any of that. And so that really held me back a lot in my career. From asking the questions I need to ask, from so much imposter syndrome of doubting myself, so much negativity. I'm so positive on YouTube, but when it comes to myself, I'm not. And now I'm trying to be, honestly, I'm more positive than ever now. And I really think that's what's bringing me to where I am today. It's stressful. And if you're doing it just for the money, that can sometimes make you second guess yourself. What am I doing here? I'm just fighting for the highest paying jobs. I have to keep learning code for the rest of my career. It's so freaking difficult. And it's true. It's very, very difficult. But everyone goes through that. Teachers go through that. Nurses go through that. Doctors go through that. Everyone goes through that. But if you do enjoy it, or maybe it comes to the point where it's just not for you, then there's nothing wrong with changing your career. People are trying to do so many different things to change your life, to make a difference in their life. And so I don't see a problem again doing it for the money. So when people talk about doing it for the wrong reasons, I totally disagree. Now, for those who do it because they absolutely love it, that's amazing. But you know what? To add on top of this, to every person on social media that says they do it just because they love it, I can guarantee you more than half of them are lying. I mean, we enjoy it when things are going right. We don't enjoy it when things are getting tough. When we lose our jobs, when we have a bad manager, it's difficult. And to be honest, as a social media person myself, as someone who's been on YouTube for, geez, I'm old, for more than half a decade now, holy crap, I've over-exaggerated times as well. I've over-exaggerated about how amazing tech is, how much I love my life in tech, because people look up to me. People see me as Chris. Wow, he's such having such an amazing life. So many people look up to me and follow after me in my footsteps in how I make it to tech. And sometimes for how many years I was scared to tell people it is actually tougher than you realize. You know, so many people follow after me and look at me and want to follow my footsteps. And I've been so, there are times that I didn't want to tell them how difficult it was because I didn't want to disappoint people. But it is hard. But that's okay. Who says that to be able to have one of the best lives you could possibly have means that you have to have an easy life? Why can't work be hard work in order to receive a life that only X amount of people can receive? For the longest time, I hated working in tech because of this. I hated having a boss. I hated having a manager. I hated that I had to work hard. I hated that I had to follow the politics in tech, right? You know, how the corporate ladder is so political. In regards to, you have to please this person, please that person, right? You have to kiss up to this person. I never liked it. That's not me. I don't kiss up to people. If I don't like you, I tell you, or I'll talk to you. I'll literally like confront you in front of everyone. And that's just me. And I hated that. But it took me years to do this, 4 or 5 years to do this. I finally accepted it where if you want to make a lot of money, you have to work hard. To the point now, I don't mind working hard for a tech company anymore. I finally accepted that and changed that mindset. But at the same time, okay, I'm not just giving up or giving in, right? All my goals of being an entrepreneur, my side hustle makes more than I do in tech. Next year in tech, and I mean outside of tech, actually, my goal is that sometime within next year, within 1 month, I'm gonna make $100,000. I have a plan for that. I'm not gonna share it with the world yet. But my goal, just on my side hustle, side business, by the end of next year, I want to make $500,000. My goal was to hit 300,000. I surpassed that. Now it's 500. And then the year after that, 1 million. But I have to hit these goals first to be able to, you know, reach for a higher goal. And so when I say that I'm not settling with just being an employee, W2 employee. I work in tech because I love it. I enjoy it. The potential. I know I can make $1 million, $2 million a year in the future if I really want it. I know that's going to happen if I keep working the way I do. But at the same time, I also want to build a side hustle because I don't want to depend on a 401k. You know, waiting that 401k match to become a multimillionaire in 20, 30 years. I don't want to wait on that. I want to happen sooner. But at the same time, I want to do two things that I love. Have my own side business that I just hire a ton of people to do, so I put less effort into it. I just film like I am doing now. And I work my W-2 job 9 to 5. And I'm able to do it. And I've been doing that. And I've been working so hard. I can honestly say that people can see how hard I'm working at work in my 9 to 5. And people can also see how hard I'm working on my side hustle. I mean, doing this podcast isn't easy. The reason I rented this condo is because I needed Wi-Fi and I needed to film this podcast. I usually go to bed at 4 p.m. here in the Philippines, so I can start work at 2 a.m. at night, which is 10 a.m. in the U.S. But I need to film because this is something I'm dedicated to, something I want to stick to and continue, you know, keep going. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I do a lot of things for the money. It does help if you love it. And I love everything that I do. I love it so much. With passion. I'm passionate about it. I am the type of person where if I'm not passionate about it, I won't do it. I don't do tutorials. But now I'm starting to become passionate. So I'm actually building some tutorials now. So get ready for that. But if you're not passionate about learning code, that's okay. You have a family you need to take care of. Forget those naysayers who say you shouldn't do it because it's just for the money. You have a family to take care of. Don't worry about what those people say. That's totally fine. Why'd you learn code? Well, your interview, why'd you learn code? I mean, learning code is amazing. Learning how to debug and just build something with code rather than a pen and paper is absolutely amazing as a front-end developer. But also, you know, I follow people online and I see how the life has changed because of code. How by being able to change lives through tech, you're also able to change your own life and your family's life in tech. There's nothing wrong with that too. So anyway, I mean, that's what I want to talk about. I want to make this a short video, and I'm already like, what? I don't even know how long this episode is. But anyway, there's nothing wrong with learning how to code for the money, trying to be software for the money. Totally fine. Don't let anyone stop you and keep going. Anyway, thank y'all for watching. Subscribe, and I'll see y'all in the next one. Let me know your thoughts though in the comment section below as well. Love you all. Peace out.